This morning on Wake Up with Hope, Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 will be with us having our devotional thought. We're going to have a special prayer session with our good friends from Let's Pray team.
And we're also taking a wonderful journey into the wonders of outer space with our friends from The Incredible Journey. Stay with us.
Good morning and welcome to Wake Up with Hope. We're so glad you have chosen to join us this Tuesday morning.
Amen, friends. We're so glad you're here. Today is American Football Day, a day which celebrates the USA's most popular sport. American football goes all the way back to the late 1800s and early 1900s and continues to be a favorite American pastime today.
And we also have something very special going on this very day. Friends, are you ready for this? We are celebrating our 900th episode!
Woo! Wow!
900, honey!
Praise God.
Wow.
Friends, we are simply elated that we have reached such an incredible milestone with you, our viewers.
That is pretty incredible. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you for waking up with hope and finding it in Jesus for the past 900 weekdays. Mm-hmm. Wow, what a blessing. And today, it's no different. We have a hope-filled program just for you. So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1941, the combined Japanese fleet received top secret order number one, directing them to bomb Pearl Harbor along with Malaya, now Malaysia, the Dutch East Indies, and the Philippines in just over a month's time.
You know, friend, what a powerful reminder that just as nations in the world have prepared for pivotal moments in history, God is preparing for the greatest moment of all time, the return of Jesus to get his children. Soon and very soon, the day will come when God will give the command for Jesus to return and gather his children. You know, this day is closer than ever before. And while we don't know the exact time, we can live with joyful anticipation of this blessed hope. You know, the signs around us point to the nearness of his coming. And we are encouraged to stay ready, knowing that our deliverance is at hand. You know, take heart, friends, in the promise of John chapter 14, verse 3, where Jesus said,
"And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also."
Amen. You know, one day soon, God will give the command, and Jesus will come to take home everyone who believes in him and follows his ways. You know, until then, we may all live with this hope in our hearts as we share his love and stay faithful, for the King is coming soon.
Amen. I cannot wait for that day. Isn't it astounding to think and to know about the fact that the powerful God who made the stars and set them in orbit actually cares about you and me and the details of our life? Let's explore this thought as we dive into the wonders of outer space with The Incredible Journey.
Space is absolutely awesome. Immeasurable distances, incomparable speeds, incomprehensible spheres, inconceivable power. The magnitude of space is awe-inspiring. The sheer vastness of it is almost incomprehensible to the human brain. For instance, there are more stars in space than grains of sand in the world. In fact, there are 10 times more stars in the night sky than grains of sand on all the beaches of planet Earth. There are 100 sextillion stars visible from Earth through a telescope. That's 100 with 21 zeros. And then in addition, there are probably more planets than stars. And remember this, we can only see a small percentage of the universe from Earth, even with an optical telescope. The sheer size of space makes it impossible to accurately predict just how many stars we have. They're really completely uncountable. Yes, the size and immensity of space is overwhelming when you think about it. For example, our Earth could fit into the Sun over 1 million times. And one of the closest large galaxies to us is the Andromeda Galaxy that is 2.5 million light years away. You see, light years are the measuring stick of space. Astronomers tell us that light travels at the speed of 300,000 kilometers per second, or 18 million kilometers per minute. And it would take us 2.5 million years to reach our nearest neighbor galaxy, Andromeda, traveling at that speed. And then we're only on the very edge of the universe. So consider this. Our solar system, or sun system, takes its entire family of planets and moons with it on its journey through space. Our sun and solar system belong to the Milky Way galaxy. Now, to help put all of this in perspective, if the Milky Way galaxy were the size of the continent of Australia, our solar system would fit in a coffee cup. Now, to try to get your head around this, just in our Milky Way galaxy, there are over 200 billion stars like our sun, each with their own family of planets and moons. Our sun is just one of these 200 billion stars that make up the Milky Way galaxy. But that's not all. There are at least 10 billion galaxies in the universe. Our Milky Way galaxy, with its 200 billion stars, is just one of 10 billion galaxies that make up the universe. It's difficult for the human mind to comprehend innumerable worlds, immeasurable space, and the intricate design evident everywhere in the universe. This incredibly complex universe is as smooth running as a delicate, finely tuned watch. I believe that the stars are evidence that there is a God, an almighty creator God. The stars carry a message concerning the origin and destiny of the human race. Listen to the words of the ancient Bible prophets. The heavens are telling the glory of God. They are a marvelous display of His craftsmanship. Day and night, they keep on telling about God. Without a sound or word, silent in the skies, their message reaches out to all the world. But here's what's really amazing in all of this. This great creator God who made the universe actually cares about you. Listen to this. When I look up into the night skies and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have made, I cannot understand how you can bother with mere puny man and pay any attention to him. Isn't that astounding? This big and powerful God who made the stars and set them in orbit actually cares about you and the details in your life, the big things, the little things, everything. He loves you and cares about you.
Friends, don't go anywhere. When we return, we'll have the Let's Pray team leading us in prayer.
And don't forget, if you're enjoying this show, share with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup for more exciting content.
And search for us on YouTube to subscribe to our channel and keep up with us.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. You know, we believe our program will make a difference in your day today.
This morning, our praying friends from the Let's Pray team are back to lead us in a season of prayer. God hears us when we pray, and friends, He wants us to pray and pour out our hearts to Him. So let's pray.
Jeremiah 33:6 says, "Behold, I will bring to it health and healing, and I will heal them, and I'll reveal to them an abundance of peace and truth." Abundance of peace and truth. Boy, that sounds wonderful to me. And I know that there are many in our community who are praying, who are walking out their journey with Jesus, looking for emotional, physical healing, even spiritual healing, which is so important. Family, it's time to pray again together. So let's take a moment and let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for a chance to lift up this community to you, Jesus. There are so many within the sound of my voice, Lord, who are looking for healing of some kind. Oh, Lord, I know that not all of our journeys are the same, but the truth about you does not change, that you are good and that you are the healer. You are the restorer. You are the almighty physician, Heavenly Father. And so I pray, Jesus, that your healing would be poured out for this community, Lord, for those who are in need of emotional, spiritual, or physical healing, Jesus, whatever the situation might be, Lord. I want to ask. I don't want to wonder. And maybe he does, and maybe he doesn't want to heal, and I don't know about the outcomes. And all these things, they might have some reality to them, Heavenly Father. But Jesus, you say that it's okay for us to ask. And so I'm asking today. I'm standing in faith in the name of Jesus on behalf of those people in this community, Lord, who maybe have been praying for a long time, and they don't have any more to give. Words just aren't coming, Lord, because they've asked and they've asked. And so, Father, Jesus, I choose to bear this burden with them, Lord, and to fulfill the law of Christ, to love and to lift these burdens, not to carry them myself, but to carry them to the one who can answer, the one who is the answer, Lord, and that's you. You know what our needs are, Father. You know how to powerfully give them, supply them, resource them, Heavenly Father. And so, Jesus, today I am asking for healing by the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, by the power of the Lamb, by the power of your blood, in the name of Jesus, we ask for healing. Lord, thank you for allowing us to ask. Thank you for never getting tired of us asking. And I don't know what each person's journey is going to look like, or how you'll bring something about, whether it's a miraculous moment even as we pray, or if there's something that needs to be walked out, Heavenly Father. And there's more to bring more glory and more relationship and more faith for each individual person, Father. Whatever it is, we surrender to your sovereignty and your plan, to your awesomeness, Father. I thank you, Father, that you are able. And it's on this able King, our friend, closer than a brother, our ever-present help in times of trouble, our fortress, our shield, our covering. It's to you we pray and we rely upon. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us to participate in your rest and your peace today as we choose to believe you are who you say you are and you can do what you say you can do. Thank you, Jesus, for being everything that we need. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. Family, I pray that you are encouraged and that this time together has been a blessing, either for you or maybe for those you love. You can always share the program, and I'm just so grateful we've had this time together. We'll see you next time. God bless.
Well, that was refreshing, wasn't it?
It sure was, and it's almost time for us to be blessed by the Word through a devotional thought. After this short break, Elizabeth Talbert from Jesus 101 will bring us hope from God's Word. Wake Up with Hope. We'll be right back. We're so glad you've chosen Wake Up with Hope to start your day. Welcome back.
And as promised, this morning we have Elizabeth Talbert from our friends at Jesus 101 who will bring this morning's devotional thought.
Hello, everyone. Elizabeth Talbert here from the Jesus 101 Biblical Institute. Today I want to start by showing you a photo that is one of my favorite photos with my dad. I am so proud here to be with him. I always felt so special in his arms. And the truth is, he would tell me often that he was proud of me, all the way till I was an adult. I was a true daddy's girl. And it's very special to know that there is a kinship and that your father is proud of you. Today, I want to analyze with you a story from the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke tells us that Jesus would notice everyone. It would make everyone feel special. And today we're going to talk about a story of a woman who was marginalized by society, and yet Jesus called her something very special. So come with me. Today we are studying the topic, you are noticed. You are noticed. So let's go to Luke chapter 8. And we're going to start with the story of a man and then a woman. See, the Gospel of Luke does something very interesting. It intercalates stories of men and women. Men were important in that society, but women were not that important. And the Gospel of Luke shows that for Jesus, everyone was important and everyone was noticed and special to him, right? So let's go to Luke chapter 8. We start with the first story, verse 41. There came a man named Jairus, and he was an official of the synagogue, and he fell at Jesus' feet and began to implore him to come to his house. This is interesting because we are given the name of this person and the status. He's an officer of the synagogue, and most synagogues only had one officer. So he's a very special person, and everybody knows him. But he's falling at Jesus' feet, which was not a regular place where you would find a person that was esteemed in society, right? And so we are told in verse 42 why he was there. For he had an only daughter, about 12 years old, and she was dying. You know, it doesn't matter how important you are. If you have a child and if you have your girl that is in trouble and she's dying, you will do whatever you need to do to get help, right? So we're expecting Jesus to go with him because he's an important man and we want Jesus to help him. And his daughter that is 12 years old, she's dying and she's an only daughter. It makes me feel like I used to feel with my dad because I'm an only daughter. I'm an only child, actually. And this man is so desperate for his little girl that he goes to Jesus. Jesus starts going with him, but right there is another story that starts, and this is a woman. And the woman is not, we don't know her name, we just know her sickness. And this is what it says. The next verse, verse 43, as Jesus is going to Jairus' house to heal his daughter, verse 43, a woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years and could not be healed by anyone came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. It's interesting because we get this other story, like an interruption. And she's a woman, and we don't know her name. We know just that she was bleeding for 12 years. And have you noticed how interesting that she was sick as long as Jairus' daughter has been alive? Jairus' girl was 12 years old. This woman has had an hemorrhage of blood for 12 years. She has been sick as long as Jairus' daughter has been alive. And you know, she does something that she was not supposed to do. She touches the fringe of Jesus' cloak. And it's interesting, if you read Leviticus 15, verses 19 to 31, you'll see the rules for women who were bleeding. They couldn't touch anybody or be touched by anybody. And this woman breaks the rule. And of course, she's desperate because she's also dying. And she's nobody's little girl. There's no man that stands for her. You know, in that society, usually men spoke for the women, either husband or father or brother or son. No man is coming to speak for her. And she is so desperate that she does the unthinkable. She touches the cloak of Jesus. And we are told in verse 44, she immediately, her hemorrhage immediately stopped. So this is the miracle of healing, but she's going to get so much more than this. Jesus wants to do more for her than simply heal her of her disease. So on verse 45, Jesus stops everybody. The whole crowd that is going to Jairus' house, Jesus stopped them. Verse 45, and Jesus said, who is the one who touched me? How come Jesus does this? Why does Jesus call attention to this poor woman who is trying to be unnoticed? And Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing in on you. Jesus said, no. Someone did touch me, for I was aware the power had gone out of me. And this woman comes and falls also at his feet. But she's trembling because she did something she was not supposed to. Verse 47, when the woman saw that she had not escaped notice. Oh, I love that sentence. She had a doctorate in escaping notice. You know what I mean? And she saw that she had not escaped notice. She came trembling and fell down before him and declared in front of everybody why she had touched him. And then Jesus said something that changes the whole story. He said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." He called her daughter. Daughter, she didn't have a daddy that came to speak for her, but Jesus said, "You are my daughter. I am your daddy." He invites her to his kinship, so much more than simply a healing. This poor woman who had all kinds of labels that she had been wearing, she was the sick one. Everybody knew that. But on top of that, she was a rejected one because nobody wanted to be seen with her, right? But on top of that, she was destitute because she had spent all her money with doctors. You know, maybe you're wearing a bunch of labels too. But today Jesus tells you, you are noticed. You're valued. You are my daughter. You are my son. And he calls her daughter and says, from now on, you can go in peace because your faith not only has healed you, has made you well. And the verb in Greek is made you whole, saved you. At that moment, there is a messenger from the other house and says, your daughter has died, because now we have a tale of two daughters. And Jesus said, just believe, she will be okay too. She also will be made well, made whole. I want to leave this with you. Jesus notices you. You are special to him. He not only heals you, but saves you, makes you whole, and tells you, you are noticed. You're not just one more person in the crowd, no matter how marginalized you may have been. Today, Jesus wants to tell you, you are my child. There's a beautiful verse in 1 John 3:1 that says, behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called children of God. And yes, that is what we are. That is what you are. You are God's child. And he says to you the same thing he said to this woman. Go in peace. Go in peace. Daddy is here. You have a new kinship. No matter who has rejected you, who has made you hide or has made you a wallflower, you are noticed by God. He values you, loves you. And overall today, remember this, you are noticed. You are noticed. And from now on, this is your identity. You are a daughter. You are a son of God. So go in peace.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
And friends, thank you for spending time with us this morning. And if you'd like to learn more about our program or share with a friend or even rewatch some parts of today's program, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to wake up with us tomorrow morning. We'll have an encouraging message from John Bradshaw and more. And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Well, friends, that's all for today. But before we go, we want to leave you with today's Bible promise. And it comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19.
It says, moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is a gift of God.
You know, friend, God promises to give us everything we need and then some, with the ability to enjoy life. And as we accept our lot and are happy in our toil, we can find peace that extends beyond our circumstances. And it's a gift and it's a promise. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today we turn to the one who makes promises and who is always faithful. And Lord, that's why today we are assured that our hearts will have peace, because you have promised, and by faith we ask for this gift. Thank you for peace. Thank you for hope. And may that remain in our hearts throughout this day. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.